Birchas Yaakov, there are a few psukim that this tells the bracha given to Yisachar. Yisachar chamor goyim, rovis bin hamishpasoyim. That's one pasuk. This medavik equates Yisachar, which represents Torah, Lumina Torah, Isasis and Torah, to a chamor that hovers and crouches around the sheepfold, Bayar Menucha Kitov, and he sees that Menucha is a good thing, Desorz Kineima, Veishik Melisbo, Vahila Masovi. This Pasik, the second Pasik of Menucha, tells us that Talmud Torah has to have this prerequisite of Menucha. As we said many times, Rabbinim Beis Amigdish, it says, Eza Bayas Ashetivnuli, Eza Makam Menuchasi. The limb that the Beis HaMikdash can only be built when there's Menucha, when there's Menuchas HaNefesh, when there's tranquility, when the enemy is destroyed after destruction of the Shivanim, after Mamalek, then there's a mitzvah of building a Beis HaBchira. So also, when it comes to Torah, Torah requires Menucha, Menuchas HaNefesh. A person has to be in a proper frame of mind. Yet we find that the Torah was not given in Eretz Yisrael. Ishtachas Gafno, Ishtachas Teno, Ishtachas Gafno. The Torah was given where? In the Midbar. The Midbar. The Torah was given in Zman when there were difficulties, and when there was no tranquility. When you ate the Ancho, the Rivecho, the Chalte Samon, the Mananoscho, the Nasoscho, the Das, the Shet, the Vavcho, the Sisman, the Misfos, the Vimlo, the Ancho, the Rivecho, the Achilcha Samon, the Pasuk says. So he went through difficulties, and that's exactly where the Torah was given. In this man, this was the requirement of Torah through Pas Bamelech Tochal, Maim Sur Tishte. There's a Daka Shel Torah, which at first glance should be just the opposite. And yet this is considered Menucha. This is Menucha. As the Baal Musar learned, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we find the Psukim that tell us, by Yisoham is Beseko Terem Yechmatz, Misharosam, Suros, Besimrosam, Ashechmat. That they took out the dough before it was actually rose, and they put it on their shoulders. And the Pasuk says, Vayothu es habotzik asher hotzi mi Mitzrayim, ugos matzis. They took out the dough, which is cakes of matzis, ki lo chometz, ki gorshim mi Mitzrayim. And they weren't able to stay. They had to rush out. But yet, the author from Kelm points out, in Pasuk Mem's Beis, it says, Leo shimur mul Hashem. It's a Leo shimur. If this was planned out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, and Klal Yisrael had this haftacha that the night of Pesach is a little shimur. It will be a yom, a lila of hatzolah from the zikin. If that's the case, it was already set up before the Bria Solom that night is liel shimurim. Nothing can happen to Klal Yisrael as long as they follow the mitzvah Hashem. Then why was it necessary to have such a bohoa, such a zrizis, such a way of going out of Mitzrayim? There was no menuchas hanefesh whatsoever. They had to go out so high, fast. If it's the El Shemurim, why can't everything be planned out and make all the matzahs beforehand, months before? You should be cutting the wheat as we cut the wheat now, and everything prepared. So it comes the night of the Seder, everything is prepared. Everything is muchan and mezumen way before the Zman of Kiddush. So too is Liel Shemurim. We know it's a Liel Shemurim. So it's Liel Shemurim. So why was it necessary to have such a zrizis, such a bohova, and such a difficulty to put everything on their shichma, on their shoulders, and go out in Mitzrayim? So here from the Altar from Kelm said that this Zman, this Chiyuv, by Yisroel is Besekom Terem Yechmos, and they went out in such a way, lo yochu yismamea, was a achana, was a bechina for Kabbalah Satorah. They were being tested. They were being tested at that time, because we all know that the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is tachas. Yavdu lekim al tachas or azeh is in order to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to mekabel the Torah, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a prelude for Kabbalah Satorah, that this was a time where they're really mukhan for Kabbalah Satorah. For Kabbalah Satorah requires a tremendous amount of Mesiras Nefesh and a tremendous amount of Yigiyah Namola, and this was the Zman. Even though it was a definite Leo Shmurim, but here they were tested, can they act under pressure? Under tremendous pressure. Pressure of leaving Mitzrayim. Pressure of going out without any warning, without any preparations of packing their bags months in advance, and have everything orderly and organized. But the snap of the finger to leave, without any organization whatsoever. Just leave. Just leave. Can you take this type of life? Or can you take such a life where there's no pre-warning, but just to go out? Pitom. If Klal Yisrael were able to undergo this, then they were mukhan for Kabbalah Satorah. And this is what the Pasuk tells us. That Yisachar represents Torah. Yisachar represents Torah. And the way to Mekayim Torah is this concept of Menucha. But the Menucha has to be Vayar Menucha Kitov Vesoros Kinuema. It has to be Vayet Shichmo Lizbo. The Menucha, the definition of Menuchas HaNefesh, means to be able to be Shichmo Lizbo. That your shoulders should be able to have an all upon yourself at all times. This is the definition of Menucha. The Torah tells us this is Menucha. Menucha doesn't mean that a person should go tranquil and easy and not to be overburdened and not to be excited, not to have pressure, to live a life without pressure. That Rachman Islam is for those in the nursing homes. But with a life without pressure, this is not what life is all about. And this is called Menucha Sanefesh. This is Menucha. And this is symbolized in the bracha given to Yisachar, Bayar Menucha Kitov. And this is considered Menucha. The Mela, when a person, when Marshall, goes from one change to another, be it from an elementary yeshiva life to a mesifta life to a base medrash life, it shouldn't be a great change, because his whole life was all the time working hard. But Kol Koiches says there shouldn't be such a great change. As the Bala Musar learned, Yerucha mentions that sometimes we're all potential chasanim. The chasen before the chasen is so torah, and then when it comes to chasen, not the chasen, after chasen, he has other responsibilities. He says he can't take it. It's so difficult, and he falls apart. And all the kviyas and all the sedorim and all the shlemus that he had before the chasen sometimes and many times falls apart. Why does it fall apart? Because all of a sudden he's burdened with so many responsibilities and so many difficulties that he never had before. It shows they never learned properly. Because learning is all the time this way. This is what learning is all about. It's not, Torah wasn't given in Eretz Yisrael. It was given where? It was given in difficult times. As the bracha says, the bracha was given to whom? The bracha, the Klal Yisrael was given to Vayivorka Vayimahu. The Yosef gave a bracha, Yaakov gave a bracha to whom? To the Bnei Yosef, Lemor, B'chol Yivork Yisrael Lemor, Yisim Chalim Kefaim Kemenashe. Of all the grandchildren, of all the children, the Dor Doris, we make a bracha, we should be like Kefaim Menashe. Why Kefaim Menashe? Why not other grandchildren? Because Kefaim and Menashe represent this Menucha. What does it mean, Menucha? They were born where? Where were their Seviva? By Yaakov? By Yitzchak? His Seviva was a Mitzrayim. Under the Tumas Mitzrayim, under all the difficulties of Mitzrayim, they had the real Menucha of Mesiras Nefesh. And they were around the Seviva, a Seviva that had absolutely no hashpah whatsoever. The way they talked, the way they dressed, their Hashkafas HaChaim. Therefore, this is the bracha we give the Dor Doris for every Jew, for every Jewish girl. You should be Kefayim Kenashe. This is difficulty. This is Menuchas HaNefesh. Memela the Pasuk goes ahead and tells us, Yisachar Chamor Gorem, Rovez Bein HaMishpasoyim. Yisrochel you compare to Chamor. What's the difference between a Chamor and a Shor? A Chamor and a Sus? A Chamor and a Sus? There's one difference, many differences. One basic difference is that an animal has to have a day rest, a Sus has to have a day rest, and when a Sus rests, it has to take off its harness. It has to take off the oil from its body. It takes off the oil and then it runs around. A chamor can rest even with the oil on its back. Yisrochel is compared to chamor. It's like a chamor, but the oil is still on his back. It's not where it's after hours. It's bein hazmanim. It's laila now. We leave the Beis HaMedrash. It's all over with. Now I can go ahead and do all the batol. I learned my hours. I put in yimukum mezumin. I put in my hours. I didn't bottle a second. Now ois. Ois. Everything is left. Say over the story of Aristotle. Aristotle of Chacham Mikolonim. Chacham, a great Chacham. Yesh Chacham Bagoyim Tamim. Yesh Torah Bagoyim Al Tamim. Aristotle went ahead and did certain things that were not proper whatsoever. Not proper. Not ethical, not moral. And they asked him, Aristotle, how can you do such a thing? You don't preach such things. You didn't teach us such things. And he answered, true. But when I did this act, I wasn't Aristotle then. I'm only Aristotle in the classroom. But once I leave the classroom, I'm no longer Aristotle. I'm the Bento. When I learn, I learn. And when I don't learn, I don't learn. Am I a botman? I can really bottle. And when I learn, I learn. I put in my hours. I put in my years. I put in my time. I have my smicha. I have my bechinas. Here's my grades. I put in my hours. I really learned. So I'll go ahead and say years later, oh, I remember him in the yeshiva. What a masmid he was. Oh, he learned great. He learned day and night. And this reputation he has the rest of his life without opening up a sefer. What he was. Not what he is, what he could be, what he was. Oh, in yeshiva days, the biggest masmid, the biggest lamdin. A person was right if mitzvahs. His omul begiva Torah, he was. And what is he now? And what will he be? So we see Yisrochel is medamet to achamor. Yisrochel is medamet to achamor goem ben ha-mishpasoyim. To achamor means the oil is on him, even when what? Even when he's not in Hisaskus, he's not oisik in the maisa of working, but he's resting. And something else. We compare Yisrochel to a chamor in terms of limud haTorah, meaning as follows. In limud haTorah, there's two parts in limud haTorah. There's the learning, the gear and the mola. The learning, the basic studies of learning, and then there's the papyrus that maven dover mitov dover to be able to mechadish Torah, chedushi Torah. But one comes after the other, and not one before the other. Meaning as follows: first, you have in the field you have charisha, zriya. That you need a shore. A shore is for the charisha and for the zriya. There, the Gemara mentions. That's the tafkid of a shor. The chamor comes afterwards and picks up the pears. But that comes afterwards. But the first thing you need is the charisha. In limud haTorah, the first thing a person should learn is just simply the charisha. To be chorish, to go ahead and get the roots, the yesodis, the yediyas haTorah. The yediyas haTorah, which is very difficult. Sometimes it's more difficult than a svar. Then a svara, because we have a geshmak, we enjoy a svara. We enjoy, I see many bachur. Here, shurim, we have gedolim come around from Eretz Yisrael, from our own yeshiva. They sit down without a gemara. I've seen this in the Rav Shir. Unbelievable. They sit down, they don't even know what daf we're on. And they come in with their notebook. They sit, and they just take notes. And especially if they have a good baal masber, he tells you the gemara, he tells you what the Rosh says, what Taisa says. You wouldn't know if you made a mistake or not. You just take notes and you sit back and you're fascinated. Rashi says this, whatever you tell me Rashi says, he says. Whatever you tell me Tosafot says, he says. When this Gemara, whatever the Gemara says, you say, I believe me, I believe you. I'll never question you. I'll never look it up.
I'll never ask questions, whatever you say. Therefore, I'll remember years later, Rashi on page 15 in my notes says the following. I remember in my notes, Rashi, I wouldn't know. I never saw Rashi in my life. So therefore, he sees this, but he doesn't really understand Yediyah Satorah. The Yediyah Satorah is you have to harvest it yourself. You have to go through the Rashi and the Gemara and the Bat yourself. And every blot of every Masechta, to go through yourself, this is the Harishim. Then afterwards, with all this Amola, then you can come to the Paris. Then you can come to the Paris of what? Of seeing government of Dover, to have Avonah, to have Chedushi Torah, to Mecharish Torah. Already, as I said many times, you have Chedushi Torah and Yeshivik Tanis. Yeshivik Tanis, a boy learns three psukim and they already have a chibur and they already want to publish Chedushi Torah. They want their Chedushi Torah. At the age of grade 8, they're Chedushi Torah, Yeshivik Tanis, Chedushi Torah. They learn three blot and bumble faster. Chedushim. What are your Chedushim? The biggest Chedush is if you went through the whole Masechta. That's a Chedush. That's a Gevaldi Chedush that is able to learn Gemara, every Rashbam, every Tosis. It's a tremendous Chedush. That's a Chedushi Torah. To be able to know every word, that's a Chedush. That's a Chedush. To know what Rashi says, what Rashbam says, what Tosis says, that's a Chedush. So that's the first point. But already we're on the Madriga of bringing in Paris. What Paris? What Paris? You have no idea, no Geschmack in the Paris. So this is what Birchas Yaakov tells us. The Birchas Yaakov was to Yisachar, which is a simon l'dor doris. A simon l'dor doris is number one, that Vayam Menucha Kitov, the definition of Menuchas HaNefesh, is only if a person is constantly puts himself into a situation where he has to be a Yogeya and an Omo, no matter what he does. Therefore, once he has this situation, then there's no change in his life. When he's a bacher, when he's a chosen, when he's a father, when he's a husband, when he's a grandfather, there's all the time he's in the same matzav. He's in the same matzav of what? A menucha. Because this is his definition of menucha. Of yigeh and amola. This is kitov. Because the Torah was given b'davka in chusors, b'davka in the minpo. And if he realizes that this is a koach, that he suffers chamor gorim, that even when he rests, the yoke is on his shoulder. He's still the Ben Torah. The Ben Torah that's an omno and a worker, and a worker no matter what he does. He works for kol koiches. He works for kol koiches. And this was the bracha given to Yisachar. Yisachar represents Torah, the mashpia of the Dor Doris, of all B'nai Torah. All B'nai Torah. And this is the psukim that should be for us a chizuk when we read the Seder and to reach Bamis full shlings. Give them leeway. They want to run away, let them run away. So therefore, psychologically, they know their life is not threatened. You don't want to kill them, you want to take over the city. You don't have to kill them. So give them. This is strategic warfare. Give them the opportunity to run away. Let them all run away. All the Arabs should run away. Give them an opportunity. Just don't frighten them. Don't frighten them by surrounding them on four sides. Because if you do that, the koichas nefesh will be unbelievable. It won't be an easy task for you to destroy them, to conquer them, to win over the enemy. When a person is in a matzav, where he feels he has no longer a brera, but if he doesn't keep any part of Yiddishkeit, he's a goner. He's simply a goner. And he sees around him the assimilation of over 50 years of Russia. The Russia that had the most beautiful Jews. Russia that in every village, in every town, Shomer Torah, Gonim, Sadikim, but Yiddishkeit was never heard. Rove, the Jews of Russia were always Shomer Mitzvahs. And all of this is gone. And he sees this. He has unbelievable koichas hanefesh. And a mother goes ahead and makes a neder that until this child, she was zeichet to have a child, will have a bris milah, she will not kiss him. She will not kiss him. What unbelievable koichas hanefesh that takes.
to make sure that child will have a bris milah, and not like other thousands upon children that do not have a bris milah. Where do you get this karechas nefesh? Where do you get it? You get it when you feel there's no way out. There's absolutely no way out. If my son doesn't have a bris, then he's destroyed. And this is what the Rambam tells us. We take this Rambam and we use it for our own in Yonit and Tshuva. Where a person knows that what? 7:20, but there's also a 10 to 8. When he knows that this is not the last stop, then he tends to what? Shepherd. I always ask a fellow as a botman. I asked him once, you always come late. How do you expect to get to the train or to the plane on time? He says, they know their own kid there. There, when they say 7 o'clock, it's not Jewish time. I know they mean business. That moment, because they're not going to wait a second later. I have no brera. If I don't make it, I don't go. Clear as that. There's no another chance. There's no tefillas tashlumin. There's no tashlumin. If a person realizes that this is tshuva, tshuva does not mean oda yom goro. It's imlo akshav imasai. When a person realizes that it's not going to be now, if I'm not going to work on my koichas hanefesh now, then when can I use it? And there's no other chance. There's no other smart. If I'm not going to work on improving now, when am I going to do it? Now is the time to work on my midas, to work on my tikkun mitzvahs. Now is not the chance. If you don't do it now, and this is only when a person feels that he's had enough of this derech hachayim, he wants to change. He wants to change. This is what the Rabbi Yonah says. Rabbi Yonah says, the da, ke'achoyte kashi yisacher, dalad, v'ol yizboni, v'ras ha'mesacher min ha'tshuva, ki rabbi, a person that prolongs the tshuva, and does not feel that it's pressing, it's not a pressing thing, it's not important. What's important is to batel zman during the Seder. Why don't you ever make a chesed on nefesh when you're learning and you stop and you do something else? Was it really important? When you speak by chazoras hashatz, what did you speak about? If it's a davar nachutz, go ahead and do it. If it's a mekuach nefesh, avada. In the middle of the Seder, if it's mekuach nefesh, avada you should be. You shouldn't speak. It's not a davar nachutz. Yet you do it. But when it comes to tshuva, you say, no, it has to be davar nachutz. I'm not ready yet. I'm not psyched up yet. Wasn't he prolonged it? But he goes ahead, and his heart is bitter, and he has terror, and he's daigah. As if he was able to do tshuva. And now when the Yitzhar comes again, Yitzhar won't have a chance. Rigzu v'yaltechto. The pasuk can tell him. B'yiru, what does that mean? Rigzu, you should tremble. Yitzharu al asher chatasim v'yaltechto out. You should go ahead and rigzu. You should tremble. When all of the Gemara says, Yagiz on me, Yitzhar Tova, Yitzhar Ra, there's always a constant fight. And you should realize that there is a fight. There's Kayim Shiach Ben Achashiach. So therefore, a person should realize that what? That Shuva and the Tzar they had from the Chet should give him Chizik and will not continue to do the Chet again. Yiske chatom lemaylo biyomu tevachshu because of sela. They'll ask from him that because of sela, that which you deny. V'ed alzeh aperishom rigzu. Meloshin atik zuba derech. Shin argue and be troubled. The tahtoy agoz. But all your muck, wherever your muckam is,